Welcome to Digital Diaries, a podcast series about raising kids in the digital age. I'm Rona Renner, host of Childhood Matters radio show, and I'm here talking with Jason Brand, a family and individual therapist in Berkeley, California. Jason, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Rona.
You know, today we're going to respond to AVG's third Digital Diaries study, The Digital Playground, and we'll discuss what kids are up to. And this is for parents of children ages 6 to 9. So what are they doing online?
I think first there's a wide range. I mean, some kids have not really put their fingers to the keyboard yet, and other kids are really savvy with this stuff. So for the kids who are really savvy, what they're interested in and what kids are interested in at this age is early exploration. You know, they love to explore. They love to play, and they're just getting really comfortable with socializing. And with the real tech-savvy kids, they love the communication tools such as social networks, online kids' worlds, video games, certainly sites like YouTube. And what we find with kids at this age is they want more time. Time,
freedom.
Right, exactly.
Well, it's also a time when children will really have their first experience of communicating with peers online. And, you know, Jason, I see that this really varies from family to family, based on their culture, the kid's temperament, and, of course, family values. Right. And I think parents really need to take time to understand what their kids are up to. So what else?
For this podcast, we need to know what kids are up to, and then I think we'll be in a better place to either limit or block. So being online in places where socializing happens, it's not the same as leaving a child in front of the television to watch a show. I mean, there's just a lot more that parents need to sort of know about.
Oh, so there's that interaction that's happening versus just sitting and watching a TV show, for sure. So many parents and grandparents aren't sure where to get the information and how to keep up with kids. So help us with that.
Yeah, let's break it down. I mean, you know, the first thing that we should look at is search engines and video sharing sites. And imagine for a 6 to 9-year-old, every question that you ever had or every image or video that you ever wanted to see can be found right there in a search engine.
Yeah, it means they have access to information that adults have access to.
That's right. And, you know, I mean, obviously there's room for concern here, but just to appreciate, you know, how exciting this is for kids, that's really what we're talking about for this podcast.
And so online social worlds.
Yeah, sites like Club Penguin, Webkin, Secret Builders. You know, the survey said that about 47% of 8 to 9-year-olds are looking at this stuff. And it's the new digital playground. I mean, there are, you know, these are places that are built with social and play mixed together. Kids can explore. They can talk to other kids. They can build things. They can have pets. They can have responsibility. I mean, it's a very exciting place for kids at this age.
That's where that word avatar comes.
Exactly.
It means lots of things. It's something that they make an image of an animal or a person.
Yeah, I mean, the definition of an avatar is basically an online representation of yourself and what you can do with it. You can have a pet, you can have a house where your avatar lives. I mean, it's basically your whole online digital identity, and kids at this age are beginning to build that.
So the next thing is social network sites.
Yeah, social network sites. I mean, you know, people go, oh my God, you know, kids on Facebook. And what we're seeing is that kids are joining Facebook much younger and younger. And, you know, it has the same allure, the games, the interacting, the play, all of that the digital worlds have. And it also has the I get to be older and I get to be cooler factor.
So Consumer Reports tells us that there were 7.5 million U.S. users of Facebook in the past year who were younger than 13. So just to make note here that you're supposed to be 13, but you may not be, and we'll talk about that some more in another podcast.
Yeah.
Talk about video games when we're thinking about what are kids excited about.
Yeah, well, video games, you know, I think a lot of parents and adults have a different view of video games. The new video games are online games. They have all of these same social features, all of these same play features where you get to play with other people. And it's the same stuff that we just talked about the avatar, about building an identity. And on video games, your achievements, your skills can all be viewed by an audience. And they have these amazing graphics. And so all that put together makes these places very exciting for kids.
Well, I want to say Common Sense Media is a great place, commonsensemedia.org. To get advice for parents and to really learn about what your kids are up to. We want to know. It's essential for us to see. And in other podcasts, we'll talk about communication, setting limits, and safety. Jason Brand, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Rona.
And thank you to AVG Technologies for your research, products like family safety, and providing valuable services and information to families around the world.